Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Industries Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome you all on Supreme Industries Q3 FY26 results call. We have the senior management of the company with us on the call, led by Mr. Taparia, the Managing Director, to whom I hand over the call now. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Mr. Aasim. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results for quarter and nine-month period ended 31st December 2025. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give a brief on company product operating performance as a highlight. The company sold 522,018 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 7,582 crores during the nine months of the current year, against sale of 474,645 tons and net product turnover of rupees 7,336 crores in the corresponding nine months of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 10% and 3% respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the nine months of the current year amounted to rupees 980 crores and rupees 520 crores, as compared to 1,103 crores and rupees 667 crores respectively for the corresponding period of the previous year, resulting in a decrease of 11% and 22% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the third quarter ended 31st December 2025, as compared to the corresponding quarter of previous year, has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 16% in volume and 10% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 2% in volume and degrew by 2% in value term. Industrial product segment business remained flat in volume and grew by 1% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 8% in volume and 5% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product remained at rupees 1,118 crores during the third quarter of the current year, against rupees 961 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving growth of around 16%. Business outlook. World economic growth is affected by geopolitical tension in several regions. This has resulted in extreme volatility in commodity prices. Combination of these factors has resulted in lower growth in world economy in the year 2025. The company believes this downward trend has now reversed. Polymer prices have started an upward trend. The polymer producers have gone through quite a tough time. It has resulted in the closure of several petrochemical plants and/or running at quite low capacity. Combined outcome of these actions has put a brake in erosion of the prices of polymers. Starting from the calendar year 2026, the polymer prices have started upward movement. The company is operating in various segments of the business. The company has grown 10% in overall volume and 13% in plastic piping business in first 9 months of the current year. The company expects to grow overall in volume between 12% to 14% and for plastic piping system, it expect to grow 15% to 17% during the year over previous year. Plastic piping business growth is now coming back to normalcy as continuous downward price trend has been arrested. Driven by good monsoon, favorable economic condition, income and encompassing housing, agriculture, infrastructure in the last quarter of FY26 will put good demand growth in the year. The company is well equipped to meet increased demand of its plastic piping product portfolio. Newly launched PP Silent Pipe System and technical collaboration with Messrs. Poloplast of Austria has been well received in the market. The company is expanding its range of electrofusion fitting and bathware product. The company continues to invest and enlarge the product basket in our division and to remain focused in increasing the share of elevated product. Capacity expansion at various locations for plastic piping business and particularly packaging products taken in hand are nearing completion and shall be available for full fiscal year FY27. As informed earlier, new greenfield plant capacity shall be taken up for execution in next financial year. 3 units acquired through Wavin Business Acquisition are fully integrated and realigned and shall be available for the full potential from this month on, from February onward. Total installed capacity of the plastic piping business shall reach to 1 million ton per annum by FY26. Project execution at site for profile for window is now nearing completion. Production trials have commenced. The company expects to launch commercial production of window in the market from February 2026. During the first 9 months of the current year, company has made capex outflow of rupees 1031 crore, including acquisition of Wavin business. The company expects total cash outflow during this year will be around rupees 1,200 crore toward existing and new capital commitment, including acquisition of Wavin business. Entire capex shall be funded from internal accrual. All other product divisions are faring well and envisage moderate growth during the year. The particularly packaging product division is specifically driving its growth plan by increasing its product range, expanding capacity and offering customized solution. The company has fully executed letter of intent for supply of 200,000 number of 10 kilo composite LPG cylinder to Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited. Company issued further letter of intent for supply of 200,000 number of composite cylinder to Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, which shall be executed in the current quarter. The company continues to work to expand export geography and participate national and international exhibition in the field of energy and gas. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and half year ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, first on the volume front, so this quarter, Wavin volume was how much?
So Wavin volume is part of it now, because after all, they are making the same product that we are making.
Okay, okay.
So we cannot say how much volume is from Wavin, but we got Wavin customer also, more than 180 customers joined our company, and they make the same product what we were making, only some range, very small range, very different. So you consider part of overall volume of 16% growth in the quarter, comprised growth due to Wavin also.
Okay, got it. And sir, now, given that now we are maintaining the piping volume growth of 15% to 17%, that means the for the fourth quarter of 26, the ask rate is 20% to 27%. Are we confident that this will be done, given also if you can throw light in terms of how the PVC prices have increased till now, and how do we see, given the China where whatever that will be applicable from the 1st April. So before that, is there a possibility that further price of PVC can decline?
You put two, three questions together. Basically, yeah, this quarter onwards, the demand for agriculture come full way. The demand season starts from March. And this quarter will include the month of March. So demand for agriculture segment come in always big way after the harvesting of crops that happens end of February. And already sugar cane is being harvested, so we are seeing the demand coming from agriculture sector. So we are quite confident that the growth this quarter will be adequate to justify our guidance of 15% to 17%. We are quite confident.
Yeah, and
in third quarter we have grown by 16%.
Prices
now they started hardening. First thing I say, they stopped going down. The PVC world booking has gone down up to $580, and now currently $640. And the rupee also has become weak. Earlier it was 89 rupees, and now it is close to 92 rupees. And the local maker fix the price based on import parity. So the PVC price has gone up, and with the rupee depreciating further, and China putting some restriction on the export from 1st April 2026, we anticipate that price may go further up a little bit.
Got it. Sir, now on the margin front, so in the 9 months and even this quarter also, our overall EBITDA margin as 12.1%, even if we exclude the labor code extra 15 crore or also, then also 12.3%. But we were looking at previously 14.5% to 15%. So now how one can look at the margin for fourth quarter and even, let's say, going forward for FY 27-28, how one can look at the margin?
27-28 we will talk in April. For the current year, now we have revised our guideline, and we now believe that our margin will be between 13.5% to 14%.
But sir, that also means that in the fourth quarter we are looking at minimum 15-16% plus kind of a margin.
Mathematical calculation, anything can be reached.
Okay, okay. And lastly, sir, finance cost, other income and profit from associate, all these three things, particularly other income and profit from associate has came down and finance cost has gone up. So how one can look at on the quarterly run rate basis?
You see, finance cost increase is temporary. For this funding, the capex plan totally for the current year. So some short-term borrowings have been taken, not compromising on the liquidity of the balances. That's why finance cost is a bit higher in this quarter, which was there in last quarter. Going forward, we will again be having a good surplus in hand. Our whole capex plan is already been funded. As mentioned, 1031 crore is already outflow has been made. How much outflow has been planned now for the current year? And other income is, since the other income mainly consists of the surplus being generated from the liquid balances, since we had a healthy opening balance of 950, we got good surplus by putting into the liquid schemes, which has come down. So that is a temporary phase, and ultimately, we want to put our money for business purposes. The investment is not the core activity.
True, true, true. So, the in Q2, the other income was 15.5 crore, and now it came to close to 3.8 crore. So from Q4, again, can we see a 8-10 crore kind of a number, or this kind of a number is a normalized one can look at?
You can start seeing from next year. It is not in this quarter, because this quarter we have to wipe out the small borrowing what we have taken. So the interest cost will come down, finance cost will come down. The finance cost is again combination of actual borrowing as well as Ind AS accounting.
And there is an interest.
Lease accounting also.
And even for profit from associates, sir, for 9 months also significantly from 88-odd crore, 50-odd crore has came down.
Sorry to-
So why are... Yes, the last one only.
Okay. Okay.
So, Supreme Petrochem results, as you have seen yesterday, are not to the expectation level what we expect, and that is the result of that one.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. Our next question comes from the line of Praveen Sahay from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Can you give the capacity number for all the three verticals? And as well as, you know, the kind of a CapEx you had done, what kind of a capacity you are looking for FY 2027 for all four verticals?
So for FY 2027, we will talk in April.
Okay.
And for FY 2026-
So right now, if you can give the capacity.
As mentioned last time also, piping, plastic piping will be 1 million ton.
Thank you. Okay.
And other three segments, packaging, industrial, and-
We talk in April only.
Yeah. So total will be 12.2. So there is no much addition into the other segment in any case.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it, sir. Got it. Second question is related to the cylinder. So that's, you had mentioned that the 200,000 of cylinders already executed and 200,000 of LOI you have. How much of the revenue you have generated and expected from the pipeline of LOI?
No, I think we have mentioned into the declaration to stock exchange also, this 200,000 cylinder will generate revenue around 54 crore rupees.
Okay.
This is a fixed price.
So that's a 54 crore you had already generated with the execution of a 200,000 cylinder of LOI?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And the similar amount you are expected to do again?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. I'll come in.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Nopany from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. So my first question is related to the plastic pipe demand scenario. So in the-
Your voice is not clear, Utkarsh.
Maybe, can you just repeat the question? Not clear.
Hello. Yes, sir. Am I audible right now?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Sir, what I wanted to understand, on the demand side, so in the opening remarks, it was mentioned that the plastic pipe demand is now coming back to the normalcy. So in this context, I want to understand whether we meant that the channel has started refilling inventory, or we are also seeing signs of demand improvement at end consumer level in the January month compared to the previous December quarter?
This is now normal demand started coming up, and you are right. The destocking was taken to a very extreme level. So now, because there is no much chance of some price going up also, the normal stocking has started and going to continue. Because this is now, this is the peak demand period from January to June of plastic piping system. And we are
Okay.
Now to the peak demand period.
Sir, so like, are we seeing signs of improvement in demand for plumbing and infra pipe in the January month compared to December quarter period, sir?
We are finding improved demand.
Okay. And sir, like, in the press release, like, it was mentioned that we are planning to put up a greenfield plant in FY27. So, sir, can you please provide some more details regarding the location and the timeline of those new plants?
Two plants. One is near Gwalior, that is Bhagalpur. Another plant in Bihar, near Patna.
Okay, and sir, those plants are expected to become operational in FY27?
They should be operational by FY28.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sonali from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have only one question. So PVC price has again, from point to point, from October to December, it's gone down by about 7% QOQ. I'm sure there would have been some element of inventory loss this quarter. So is it possible for us to quantify that?
Very difficult to, but overall, it's not only in PVC, the polymer price has gone down across the board, all the polymer. PVC, polyethylene, polypropylene, CPVC, all polymer prices have gone down. We believe in first 9 months, company might have taken a hit of between 100 to 120 crore rupees in 9 month operation, which resulted in our giving lower guidance of operating margin.
Understood, sir. Sir, and just one more, if I may, in the remarks that Mr. Somani said about the higher interest cost, we said that we had short-term borrowings for the funding. So is this regarding the Wavin funding that we spoke about?
Not Wavin funding, not routine funding. It was a very small amount, 132 crore rupees, and now they are being paid.
Understood. And we are the interest cost is likely to normalize from Q1 FY27. Is that right?
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rahul Agrawal, Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to know your thoughts on the industry for the entire PVC industry. If you look at the 9 months gone by, any comments could you offer on how the PVC industry would have grown and market share for Supreme? Because Supreme overall has grown 10% on volumes in 9 months. What could be the volume growth for the industry and are smaller players losing market share? What is happening?
Best number of industry growth you can get from an amateur producer, please.
Sure, sir. Have we seen
I can to the growth of the Supreme industry, please.
Yes, sir. I understand that. Anything on the smaller player side? Is there consolidation in the industry?
We know our shares have gone up in plastic piping system.
Yeah. All right, sir. No problem. Thank you so much. And best wishes for the year.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Just a follow-up, as I have I understood correctly, so your interest cost which has increased in this quarter to 12 crore possibly will reduce in Q4. And maybe from FY27 onwards, the quarterly run rate would be 4-5 crore. Is this a fair assessment?
You are right.
Okay. And how will the other income move, which have taken, is only 4 crore this quarter earlier, which used to be 50 crore. How will this number be in Q4 and in possibly maybe FY27, some sort of guidance?
As I mentioned, this is not our core activity. It was deployment of surplus funds available in hand. Since we are using money for our businesses, so again depends the activity for the business, how much out. It all depends upon the availability of liquid funds in hand.
Understood. What I'm trying to get is it due to working capital? Possibly there was some stretching of working capital that has led to possibly more utilization of fund in business in this quarter?
Absolutely, absolutely. For the current year, since the production capacities were being utilized up to optimally, the working capital has been increased, particularly on the inventory side, not on the receivables, which will come down once the fourth quarter is over.
Understood. Got it. Earlier you have, sort of indicated your CPVC volume growth was 26% in H1. How has been the growth in this quarter?
Total growth in 9 months is 30%.
Oh, 30% implying 40% kind of a CPVC volume growth in Q3. Quite good to hear that.
9 months we have grown 30%.
Got it. One last question from my side, sir. How is the channel inventory possibly? Can you compare how was the channel inventory at September and how has it moved in December and how is it moving now in January when, PVC prices are rising, have started to rise?
We don't know. We don't know. But we only know that when they place the order, they go on following very vigorously. They please display the goods very quickly. When they place the order, they follow up very intensively, please dispatch very quickly.
Okay. Got it. That is helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, team. While most of the questions, I just wanted to get a sense on demand. How are we seeing on-ground demand at this point of time? And how do you see it moving for various segments like PVC, CPVC, in case you can, give some numbers there?
No, demand for plastic piping system, demand for every product is reasonably good now. The economy is growing well, and the product price has gone quite low, and the demand for housing, agriculture, infrastructure, all are going quite well now.
Yes, but if at all we have to put some volume numbers in place, that how much would be industry demand volume growth? It would be 8 to 9 or probably 10 to 12. Some sense there would be helpful.
We told now that the piping system will grow between 15 to 17%, which just necessarily means that our growth will be more than 16% this quarter.
Sir, I was speaking more from the industry perspective, industry growth. This is your outperformance over industry, but how much can industry be growing at
abnormal? Check me around and make producer, please.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Check with the Ramtel producer.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Meet from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So I have one question regarding the capacity that you are setting up in FY27. Can we get the understanding how much capacity are we setting up across the two locations for the sir?
Next year, we are planning to add 100,000 ton overall as on today.
That will include
precise number we told to you in the month of April.
Okay, and this will include all the CPVC and other value-added products as well.
All product segment what we are dealing in plastic piping system. And other products also. All together as on today, this is planned, but precise plan we will share with you in the month of April.
Understand. Also, sir, in terms of the industry, so one thing that we are hearing about is China has lifted the export rebate that they were offering to their exporters. And from the understanding that we are seeing, the prices of PVC can increase going ahead. So can you comment on that?
No, they have already, the international offer which are coming to India are already high. As I told earlier, it has gone down up to $580 CIF India. And now you cannot get any booking below $650. So prices from the bottom level has gone up by $70. In last one and a half months. So the trend has been reversed. Now so many producers, because they were causing too much loss, many capacity were running at low capacity and some plants were actually closed also. This is the way demand-supply balance is now started. Where people don't want to go on making polymer if they are losing money.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Most of my questions were already answered, but just as a continuation of the last query, so going forward, how much increase would you expect in domestic PVC prices? I mean, I know you mentioned $70 increase has already happened. Do you think this is the quantum of increase or further increase is also possible?
If in such an uncertain atmosphere in the world, how can you forecast the price? We can't forecast. We are incapable to. We only know very well now that the price erosion has been arrested. And price has started going up. Now, how much can go up? Very difficult to say. You can't forecast nowadays. In such an uncertainty, so many war taking place, so many locations, so much uncertainty. We are going to first the VUCA time, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, such a business atmosphere. But we know that all the polymer producers, not only PVC, other polymer producers also, some people close their plant permanently, some people temporarily close, some people put their plant on maintenance shutdown, some people are running at low capacity because they will all losing money. And you can't forecast about crude price. Today crude is around 60 to 64. Suppose crude price goes down to $40. Nobody knows what can happen to crude price. If that happens, then polymer price will go down for sure. If crude price can go down to $40, which happened in 2008, who can forecast nowadays? Very difficult to forecast. In such a complex sure. World economy, you can't forecast, please.
Sure, no problem. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah. So, is it possible to share CPC volume for CPVC volume for this quarter and 9 months?
In 9 months, we have grown by 30%.
Oh, but you would not like to share the absolute volume?
Very classified information.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ronak Oswal from Arihant Capital Market Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. Thank you for taking my question. Can you tell us how the industrial product segment is doing, because it was facing challenges, especially from the discretionary side, and also on the rural side, how the demand activity is there right now?
This our industrial segment consists of three segments, three product
yes.
division.
Applied.
Industrial component, material handling and cylinder.
Yes.
Material handling and cylinder are enjoying a moderate growth. We are getting good business of material handling products and also on the composite cylinder. But the supply of component to automotive or to appliance sector, automotive sector is still doing better and encouraging. But the appliance sector is in turbulence time, you can say. Whether it's the appliances of washing machine or the refrigerator or the air conditioner, cooler or something. So that industry, the models to which we are supplying the component, if they are doing fair, for better, we are also in a better shape, which is not the case in the current year. So industrial component to appliance sector is tough time and seeing a degrowth compared to previous year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. On the rural side, how the demand is there right now, especially on the pipe segment?
The demand is quite okay. Your side, we are catering to our tarpaulin and our plastic pipe system, and demand
yes.
is quite okay. That's quite okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Priyanka from Value Prolific. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, hi. So I guess the Supreme Industries is growing so rapidly and have an ambitious plan for future. I just wanted to get the understanding about the succession planning to ensure the stability that the company will have in future also.
They'll do better than us.
Can you please elaborate on that?
Our two grandsons are also now involved in the business.
Okay.
And we are confident that they will do better than us.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sanil Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Please.
Hello.
Yeah, please. Hello.
Sanil, you are audible. Please go ahead with your question.
No question, please. We can't hear anything.
Hello.
Sanil has been disconnected. We move on to our next question. Our next question comes from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Firstly, congratulations on great set of volume growth for the quarter. And so just wanted one follow-up. In the start of the year, you were mentioning that you were looking at a 12,000 crore top line for 2026. Like, we agree that you have maintained your volume growth guidance. Could you throw some light on this number, if you have revised that downwards?
The only thing we revise only is the margin part.
No. Even the top line, you see, polymer prices, since they are coming down, so instead of 12,000 crore, now we are maintaining 11,000 crore-11,500 crore.
Our top line will definitely go down when the polymer price fall down between 12%-20%. Polymer price, our top line is bound to go down.
Yes, sir, I completely agree. So just wanted to derive some sense. Yeah, that's helpful, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So as such, am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Yes. So I just want to understand, today's PVC price is still below last quarter average PVC price. And, I hear you saying that, you know, demand is coming back, but your last quarter volume was also pretty solid. So I just want to be sure, like, how are we certain of 200 basis points-300 basis points margin improvement that we're looking in the fourth quarter, right? So, what are the levers we have for that?
I don't follow what you said.
So we're looking at, like, your margin guidance for the next quarter.
If a better volume reduce our manufacturing costs.
The erosion due to the falling prices arrested. We are easily arrested now.
Right.
So there won't be any profit from this.
Okay. So, possible to quantify what kind of inventory losses we had in third quarter?
So for the overall 9 months, I think the figures have been given between 100 crore-120 crore.
Yeah.
You see, the prices are so falling continuously, it's really difficult to quantify on a month-to-month, quarter-to-quarter basis. That's why we have estimated for a period of 9 months, what is the impact?
No, fair enough, sir. Here, if you put them equally, that basically explains probably 100 basis points-150 basis points margin compression. Right?
Yeah, for 9 months, it is, yes. Yeah.
Right. So that's something which you believe that we can gain back if the price remains stable.
Correct. The fourth quarter, we don't envisage any margin loss on the account of the inventory losses.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, you don't know, is predicting any price movement is very difficult.
We believe that there is no price erosion now. The producers are losing money, and this is changing time now.
But is the price enough for you to improve the margin from here?
Yes, prices are always passed upon, so there is no issue on the margin. But once you are, whatever inventory you are carrying, if the value is getting eroded,
yes, sir.
Then you are selling at a lower price, lower margin.
No, fair enough, sir. Fair enough. All right. All right, sir. Thank you. Yeah, that's it for my time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my question was, you know, we have a capacity of 1 billion tons of pipe by the end of this financial year. So when do you expect it to be utilized fully? By which year?
Normally, if I utilize 70%, we should be happy. So we should expect that we should be able to sell 70% capacity next year.
And the second thing is with regard to assuming there are no more PVC price cuts, which is not expected, will we go back to our historical range of 15-16% margins, assuming there are no more price fluctuations, at least on the downward trend at least?
15-16% margin, I don't recall.
14 up to 15% is the normal margin, normal scenario.
So we are expected to go. So operating leverage will play off now because our volumes will go up. So still you're expecting around 15%?
We will decide and we will talk to you in the month of April for next year, please.
No, sir, I'm not talking next year. I'm just saying, assuming PVC doesn't correct from here anymore and you have the volume growth which you expect to come through, will we be doing 50-60% margins in that case?
Yeah, for the quarter, yes, yes, because of the higher volume, our manufacturing cost, our administrative cost gets spread on the larger volume. And that's how for the year we are targeting 13.5 to 14% margin.
Yeah, so Maniji, actually my question was from a longer term, not for the quarter.
That's why I'm saying for longer term perspective in the normal scenario, it is 14.5 to 15% is the operating margin we expect. Now, depending on the new product launch, depending on the product mix, definitely we are trying to improve it further. There's a quarter percent, half percent. It all depends upon the plan of the new product launches and success.
Okay. We are happy to say that every quarter we are increasing the share of value-added product.
Yes, sir. Exactly, sir. That's why I was trying to say that things are looking going better. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sanal Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah,
yes,
please.
You're audible.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I have two questions. So I just wanted to know, what is the current capacity of PP silent pipes? And what is the pricing on that?
Now, capacity 3,000 ton per annum.
Okay.
And pricing depends on the various. There are hundreds of products in the system. Fitting and pipe are together. So price, every product is a different price. Price is very elaborate word it will. But it's a premium product. It's a premium product and best in premium product only is marketed.
Understood. And second, on the OPVC segment, what is the expected capacity planned and what is the capex outlay for the same?
No, currently we have got already capacity to produce around how much? Around 8,000 ton annually.
Okay.
Currently, and it is not utilized fully.
And
buying from government department, central government is very slow for water supply. But we believe that demand will start picking up now. So we are getting many inquiries now onward. So we hope that we will be able to sell a good portion of the capacity next year.
But we are not looking to add capacity on it?
Once this capacity should be sold out, then we definitely will add.
Okay, understood. Thanks, that's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Yogesh Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know if it is possible to throw some light on PVC pipes versus the metal pipes like the GI pipes and cast iron pipes. How does the interplay happen for the demand when the prices changes in between them, and how is the demand in terms of like what is the market, what is the general market trend in terms of liking for the GI pipe, but with the PVC pipe.
The application where PVC pipe is used, metal is no substitute. PVC pipe, there is no substitute for metal. Metal is very expensive, too much weight, too short life. Plastic has got very, the PVC good pipe has got very good life.
Right, sir.
The earlier the cast iron pipe are being replaced by PVC, and most of the places are replaced. Cast iron pipe, you don't see much in use now in India.
Right, sir. So thank you for the for your answer, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shelly Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, most of the questions have been answered, but just wanted to have an idea about what is the gross debt and cash number for us in 9 months, at the end of 9 months?
As on 31st December, the net debt is 132 crore.
Okay. And gross debt?
No, this is the total debt. What I'm saying is,
okay,
once it's net debt, it is net of the surplus balance available.
Net of, yeah.
132 crore.
Okay. And, sir, it would be great if you could just provide us with the data, inventory and payable number.
Pardon?
Data, inventory, payable
number. Data, inventory and payable, working capital.
Inventory, you can say it is 1900 crore.
Okay.
Receivables about 568 crore.
Mm-hmm.
And payable about 1100 crore.
Okay.
All put together, all liability.
Understood, sir. So as we have indicated that our finance costs will go down, so how are we looking our debt in FY27?
No, we want to remain debt-free. That is our commitment, and that will...
We will be debt-free on 1st April itself, on 31st March only.
Okay, this year.
We will have a good amount of cash surplus in our books on 31st March 2026.
Hmm. And so what would be our capex number for FY27?
April we will discuss.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Varun Jalsaria from 361 Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, just wanted to have some sense on the packaging product division, like how is it progressing? What is the demand like for that segment?
Protective packaging is growing by 10% in volume, and margins are quite wrong. Double digit.
This is for the full year, you're saying?
For the quarter also, for the full year also.
Okay. So the demand is good there. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah,
right?
Demand is good.
I mean,
we
for
are
this...
offering many customized solutions, fabricated products.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and secondly, sir, on the PVC window business, like, could you give us an idea, like, how is it progressing? Any in terms of value, volume, and that's part of the piping division, right? If I'm not wrong.
As on today, it is a separate division.
Okay.
Supply in a month, next month, and I miss, we will be selling windows only, no profile. We anticipate we may be able to produce around 250,000 windows every year, which will take some time to sell the capacity. And once the capacity is sold, we have to plan to go on expanding.
Sir, what will be the revenue potential from this business?
In excess of 300 crore full capacity.
And currently, how much are we doing?
We will start sales from next month only.
Okay, so as of now, it's not contributing any revenue?
Nothing.
Okay. And so the non-pipe segment, only packaging, you're expecting a growth, and for industrial, you don't expect any growth for this quarter or maybe for next year as well.
We expect growth in material handling, we expect growth in furniture, we expect growth in potato packaging. Every segment we are expecting growth except industrial component business.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And any capacity expansion that we are taking in packaging that was planned for school?
Yeah, we are planning next year.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Praneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Praneet, you have been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
No question, you can skip to the party. No?
Hello.
Praneet, please unmute your line and go ahead with your question. As there is no response, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
We are thankful to all the analysts who raised the question. We were impressed by the very analytical question raised by them. We thank all of them for the time taken to ask several questions to clarify. We thank to all, myself and my colleagues, thank to all of them. Thank you.
On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Okay.